Take a deep breath in. Let it out slowly. Take a moment to rest in His presence and remember that the God who has been faithful throughout your life remains faithful today. He is with you right now, and you don't have to carry the weight of this transition alone. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Isaiah 43:18-19. Father, thank you for your faithfulness. Before I look ahead, I want to remember all that you've already done. Thank you for walking with me through every season that has brought me to where I am today. Thank you for your provision, your grace, your patience, and your love. Not once have you abandoned me, and as I reflect back, I can see your hands in ways I couldn't always recognize at the time. Even though tomorrow seems unfamiliar, I choose to trust that the same God who was faithful then will be faithful now. Take a moment to reflect on God's faithfulness in the season you're leaving. Where have you seen His provision, guidance, or presence in your life? Change is hard, Father. I am grateful to take many things from this season forward, but I know there are also things I need to leave behind. Thank you for the ways you have grown me, provided for me, and revealed yourself to me. Lord, wherever I'm still holding on to disappointments, regrets, wounds, or fears, help me surrender them to you. Holy Spirit, don't let the past define how I move forward. I want to step into this new season with faith, hope, and trust in you. Bring before God anything you're struggling to release in this transition. A disappointment, a fear, a relationship, a dream, or simply the comfort of what has been familiar. Lord, where I need to grieve, help me grieve honestly. Where I need to forgive, help me forgive freely. Where I need to let go, give me the strength to surrender. I don't want to cling so tightly to what was that I miss what you are doing now. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you loosen your grip on the past and open your heart to what God wants to do next. Jesus, your word says that you are doing something new. Even when I cannot fully see it, I believe you are already at work. You are the God who makes a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Even where I see obstacles, help me trust that you are creating a path forward. The unknown feels intimidating to me. So often, I want to know exactly what's going to happen before I take the next step. But today, I choose trust over control. I surrender my plans, my expectations, my timelines, and my need to understand everything. Holy Spirit, lead me, one step at a time. Take a moment to surrender the unknown parts of this new season to God. Father, help me embrace the anticipation and excitement of new beginnings. Give me wisdom for the decisions ahead and discernment for when I face uncertainty. Help me follow you with a willing and obedient heart. Remind me that my identity is not found in a role, a title, a relationship, or a stage of life. Whether I am beginning something new or letting something go, I am first and always your beloved child. Ask God for wisdom and clarity in one specific area of this transition where you need His guidance. Fill me with courage, Lord. Replace my fear with faith and give me confidence to step boldly into this new season. Help me walk forward with hope, trusting that you are preparing good things I cannot yet see. Help me believe that every new season is another opportunity to know you more deeply and reflect your glory more fully. Take a final moment to surrender this season to God. Release your expectations, fears, hopes, plans, and future into His hands. Father, I commit this season to you. I place the opportunities, challenges, relationships, changes, and all the unknowns into your hands. Thank you that I don't walk into the future alone. You go before me. You walk beside me, and you are with me always. So whatever this new season holds, I know I won't face it alone. Today, I choose faith. I choose surrender. I choose hope. And I choose to follow you wherever you lead. In Jesus' name, amen.
Before you go, if you want to start every day with a moment that truly matters, I invite you to listen to our First 15 podcast. It's created to help you encounter God in the first 15 minutes of your day, so you can live fully from His love all day long. Search First 15 and begin your mornings with meaning.